Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Welcome to the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show. The Blackhawks take down the New York Islanders, barely hanging on over in New York after it got a little hairy in that third period. Charlie Meliotis here in our downtown Chicago studio. The Blackhawks open up a big four-game road trip against these New York Islanders. Let's head back to UBS Arena and bring in Steve Conrad. And Steve, I was sweating a little bit in that third period. The Hawks were bending, but barely didn't break at the end.
Yeah, I think we have to give a lot of credit to Arvid Soderblom, who I think has been so good this year. He was really good tonight. You know, think of some of those stops he made in the third period. Absolutely fantastic. And, they were under a barrage. As John mentioned, I think it was 23 shots by the New York Islanders in that third period. And you think about it, such an important game for them. Ottawa was playing Dallas. I make that the Detroit Red Wings. I think Ottawa ended up winning that game.
They did.
So they are tied now with the New York Islanders in points. And they both have they'll have a game in hand. The Detroit Red Wings are only 1 point behind the New York Islanders. They have a game in hand. So, it'll go right down to the final wire. But this was a game I think the New York Islanders were counting on winning. And the Blackhawks come up with a big, stunning surprise.
Yeah, I think they were hoping that they could squeeze out a win with their backup goaltender, David Riddick. And unfortunately, he gets pulled after the first period because he didn't have it. I want to get back to Arvid Soderblom. I don't know if you caught this, but we were watching on the CHSN broadcast. And after the final horn sounded, all the players went to huddle. They kind of went into a line to kind of give fist bumps to Arvid Soderblom. And Arvid had his left arm over the post. Like he needed to catch his breath because of that onslaught at the end. He was just fantastic. And you and I were texting earlier this morning. We were maybe a little bit surprised that Soderblom was getting this start because the Hawks do have a back-to-back coming up. So Arvid presumably is going to get two of the next three games. But my goodness, was he terrific in this game.
You know, I did catch that. It reminded me of Ken Dryden. Now, Ken Dryden is well before your time, Charlie.
Oh, yes. I remember.
But you know the name?
Yep.
Montreal Canadiens. He, as a rookie, he won a Stanley Cup. I believe the next year he won Rookie of the Year because he only came up during the playoffs. And that was a famous pose of his, was to lean back on the post. And I looked down, and I did see the team. Because normally the goaltender comes partway out of the net, and the players meet him halfway. He was leaning on the crossbar, a well-deserved rest. And, I feel good for him because, you know, he's a guy who never complains about anything. He gets the tough starts, you know, typically the second of a back-to-back. And he's got to stay out there extra for guys who aren't playing and want to get extra shots and extra shooting practice. And, you know, he becomes the backboard. He's the target practice. So never complains about it. He's a great team guy and a nice win for him because he certainly deserved it.
All right. How about your thoughts on Anton Friendell, the number 3 overall pick by the Blackhawks last June? Made his NHL debut tonight, and how about it? Picks up his first career NHL point, too, with an assist on the Ilya Mikheyev goal.
Oh, well, that'll help his confidence a lot. Like, whenever you get a point, and especially when you score a goal, you really feel like you belong, like you're a part of it, like it's not a dream anymore, that you belong here. And, you know, I think I saw that with Nick Lardis tonight, too, just playing with a ton of confidence. So it's only going to get easier and easier for Anton Friendell from this point on. Love the fact, and I don't know if they showed it on the broadcast, but he had a big hit one of his first or second shifts, and that's a great, and he went down. That's okay. Adam Pellick's a pretty big body. He went down, Pellick went down, but that's a great way to get into the hockey game. It's a great way to settle your nerves, and I think it probably did that. And I thought he looked great out there. I mean, he wasn't a star. He wasn't fantastic, but he looked like he belonged, and he certainly didn't look out of place. He picked up a big assist on that Ilya Mikheyev goal. And like I said, it's only going to get easier and better for him from here on in.
Yeah, it didn't look like he was deferential at all. He looked like he was confident. He shot the puck, and sometimes you kind of maybe are making your NHL debut and you're a little timid, you want to defer, but he had five shot attempts in this game, and a couple of them were nice chances where he got some zip on those things. So I really liked his game, and I thought him playing on a line with Connor Bedard too, I think you can see the magic that those two can create together as they continue to develop chemistry over in the final weeks and then going into next year.
Oh yeah, that chemistry is only going to get better from here on in. I liked his defense too. Aside from that hit, I saw him a couple of times on Matthew Schaefer. I think once he stole the puck off of him. I saw him once down low in the third period, protecting the puck, one hand on his stick. He's a big body, and you like to see that. And you know, Jeff Blashill wasn't afraid to put him out there. Now, late in the game when it was 4-3, I think I saw Mikheyev out there a couple of times with Ryan Green and Connor Bedard, and that's to be expected, because that could hurt his confidence too if he gets scored on and he's out there and they tie the game at 4. So they kept him on the bench, and that's okay. He still had his, 14, 15 minutes of playing time. That's plenty for a youngster, and he'll get a nice day off tomorrow, and he'll be right back at it against the Philadelphia Flyers.
All right, last one, and then I know you guys got to dip, but I got to ask you, Matthew Schaefer, he finishes with 31 minutes and 59 seconds of ice time, all in regulation, and he also had 17 shot attempts. I thought it's just unbelievable. 18-year-old, I mean, kind of fitting that Anton Frandell was making his NHL debut in this game tonight because they were in the same draft class, 1 versus 3. But my goodness, is it Matthew Schaefer a special player to watch?
Yeah, you know, the puck just tends to follow him around, and that's what you say about all great players. It looked like, and John mentioned it, it looked like he'd never left the ice in the third period, and the shot attempts were just unbelievable. I mean, I guess the Blackhawks got a little lucky a couple of times as he near misses just by the post or over the crossbar. But yeah, he's the real deal. We don't get to see him a lot because he's in the Eastern Conference, but what jumps out to me first and foremost is his skating. And then secondly, it's just the way the puck follows him. Like, he knows where to go. And it's the old Wayne Gretzky saying, it's not where the puck is, it's where the puck's going to be. And he knows exactly where the puck's going to be. And that's what makes him a great player. And I'll say the same thing about Nick Lardis tonight, too. Nick Lardis, in the third period, I was watching him a little bit, and I saw some of his flight patterns, and the puck was just following him around. So that's a great sign for Blackhawk fans. This kid is starting to get hot. He's starting to get some confidence. And as John Weidemann mentioned, 2 goals now and 2 assists in his last 2 games. So he's on a little bit of a heater.
Yeah, I definitely thought that was Nick Lardis' best game as a Blackhawk tonight. I mean, felt like his line as a whole was really humming tonight.
Agreed. Totally agreed.
All right, I don't want to make you late for the team bus, so I'm going to dismiss you guys. Great call as always, John, and we'll do it again on Thursday in Philly.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right, that was Steve Conrad, who was over at UBS Arena. Boy, did that get hairy at the end there for the Blackhawks. I'm just looking at some of the numbers in the third period. 49-14, the Islanders led in shot attempts. Shots on goal were 23-5. Scoring chances, my goodness, 26-4. And then high danger chances, 10-2. This is all in favor of the Islanders. They obviously found the back of the net twice as well. Hawks went into the final frame with a 4-1 lead. And so we talked about it in the second intermission, how valuable every point is for the New York Islanders right now because of the playoff hunt that they are in. And so if you're the Blackhawks, this was probably a really good learning lesson on how important it is to really keep the foot on the gas pedal in the third period, no matter what the lead is, because, man, when the momentum really tilts in the opposition's favor, especially the trailing team, it's really hard to get it back. And so the Hawks were basically just trying to survive for the final 20 minutes. And so I thought maybe a good learning lesson that their Hawks were in that environment. UBS Arena is a really solid, atmosphere, a really solid fan base to, especially when they get into the playoff, like they're one of the loudest fan bases. And so I think it was a good experience for some of those young guys, particularly Anton Frandell, who just came over from Sweden. I'm sure this was a whirlwind day for him, but for him to experience an atmosphere like that and just the onslaught in that third period of the New York Islanders, I think that was a good experience for some of these young players. But fortunately, the Blackhawks survive. We do have some sound rolling in from the Blackhawks locker room. So we'll hear what some of the guys had to say when the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show rolls on after this on 720 WGN.
Barzal will hand it off to Shen over the Hawk blue line to Lee along the right board. Lee put it into the high slot area for Mayfield. This is picked off by Frondell. Back the other way. Passing to Mikheyev over the Islander line with room. Moves in and shoots. He scores! Ilya Mikheyev let it rip low to the stick side and passed Rittich. A perfect pass by Anton Frondell, who picks up his first National Hockey League point with the assist. Hawks lead 2-1.
Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. That was Ilya Mikheyev's 14th goal of the season, but it was Anton Frondell's first career NHL point, picking up a primary assist in his NHL debut. I thought Frondell was noticeable in this game, just kind of did a lot of things right where he wasn't trying to be too cute. He played his game, and it sounded like exactly what the Blackhawks instructed him to do is don't think out there, just go out and trust your instincts, and they'll kind of work in the system stuff a little bit later. So I thought Frondell was really solid in this game. Let's hear from the number three overall pick on his NHL debut.
What was that like? Where should I start? No, it was... It was going fast. Just cool. It still feels like a dream. Yeah, I don't know what to say. Feel good to win too.
What did you see on your play to Mikheyev in that second period?
Pass? I don't know. It was wide open, so why wouldn't I pass it? Happy that he scored and got my first assist there.
How much does that help to kind of the coaching staff and everyone seems to be? Are very high in you. How much does that help to kind of have that confidence from everybody in you coming in?
Yeah, I mean, put me on the first line, put me with the dart and everything. It's just cool. It's trying to do my best. And like this morning was my first day here, if you say so. And I've been going through the system and plays and how to pressure and stuff. So my brain is kind of having a lot going on, much to think about. But they told me to play and have fun. So.
What was it like playing with Connor today and also him giving you that opening face-off?
Yeah, it was. I lost it, it's clear, badly, but...
didn't have time to prepare.
No, that's true. But, yeah, I mean, Connor is beside me here and a good, really good guy. He's helping me and giving me good tips and everything. So just enjoying.
Any first impressions of the NHL and the difference in the game that you used to?
I mean, I really didn't know it before what really to expect. The first shift, I felt like, oh, wow, this is going really, really fast. Like number 13 there, when it comes in high speed, it's hard to know what to do. But I just try my best, try to compete. And I'm like, happy this game is my first game is over.
I think in the second period, it was the second period where Bertuzzi got into that big scuffle with the other team. You were kind of on an outside look, and then did you want to get into that too?
Yeah, like you say, I was coming like late into that situation, so felt unnecessary to do something. But I was just standing there watching some fights there in the corner. It was fun.
All right, that was Blackhawks rookie forward Anton Frondell talking about his NHL debut, and it's obviously a fast league, and he did reference number 13 comes in at you fast. Matt Barzal is one of the best in the entire NHL in the rush game, so it's okay, Anton. He does that to a lot of players, but I thought, again, Anton was noticeable, and yeah, credit to Connor Bedard for recognizing the situation and deciding to remove himself from the opening faceoff and tapping Frondell on the pads to say, you go take it, kid. You know, welcome to the NHL. Similar to what Connor Bedard had. His welcome to the NHL moment was in Pittsburgh against Sidney Crosby, his childhood idol. And so I think Bedard recognized how special of a moment that probably was for him when he broke into the NHL a couple years ago. And I think Bedard wanted Frondell to have that same experience, even though Frondell lost the faceoff, just like Connor Bedard did, though, against Sidney Crosby. I thought that was a really cool gesture by Connor Bedard. All right. Arvid Soderblom was just fantastic in this game. In the last two starts, Arvid has faced 96 total shots because he ended up getting peppered with 49 in his last start against the Colorado Avalanche. He has stopped 89 of those 96 shots for a save percentage of .927, and his goals saved above expected in those two games, 3.75, according to Natural Stat Trick. He was excellent tonight. He was excellent on Friday against the Colorado Avalanche. Let's hear what the number one star of the game had to say after this game.
Looks like you were a little tired there with the final horn.
Yeah, I know. It was a lot of shots, so yeah, there at the end, it was just... I felt good that the game was finally over.
It seems like you've had a lot of starts this year where it's been 40-plus saves. Have you gotten better at kind of dealing with that kind of workload as the year has gone on?
Yeah, I think so. I've been getting used to it here over the year. So, I mean, it's just you got to keep doing the stuff you're doing every day. Just keep playing your game, even though you get a lot of shots, and sometimes you might be a little tired, but then it's even more important to just stay in there and keep battling and just have the focus up all the way and not let the focus slip away.
And after they scored that last one, do you need to reset or do you refocus, just knowing that it's going to kind of keep going there for probably?
Yeah, like every game when you're up, you know that the opponent are going to push at the end, so it's nothing unusual. I think there it's just. You got to play until the final buzzer, and I think we did that in a good way today. Even though they came at the end, we fought hard and we battled, and I thought a lot of guys showed a good level of compete there, and we handled the storm well.
Does it kind of add to it beating a team that's like solely fighting for their playoff life right now?
Yeah, it definitely feels good. I think it's good for our confidence in here that we can beat such a good team, and thought we came out good today, played a good first period, and then they kind of took over as the game went along. But I thought we, like I said, I thought we battled hard and we pushed all the way to the end. And I think we can learn a lot from this game to keep pushing.
Do you know Anton at all? Just from Sweden? Or
no, never met him. Met him first time today. So he's a great kid, and I thought he played well today. He looked comfortable, and I think you can see that he plays well in both ends of the ice. So it's going to be exciting to see him here.
All right, that was Blackhawks goaltender Arvid Soderblom, who was the number one star of the game, at least in my book. And I went to go look at the game summary, and he was not mentioned as the 1, 2, or 3 stars. It was Nick Lardis, Frank Nazar, and Tyler Bertuzzi. I don't know how a 44-save goaltender does not make any of the three stars, but I thought Arvid was number one in my book. He finished 44 saves on 47 shots after facing 49 shots against the Colorado Avalanche a few days ago. So, again, I was a little surprised that he ended up getting this start, given the Blackhawks do have a back-to-back on Thursday and Friday, which presumably sets up Arvid to start two of these next three games for the Blackhawks. I wonder if the Blackhawks are doing this knowing that they have only, whatever it is, 13 or so games left. Maybe they want to give Arvid a little bit more of the start, not maybe like close to a 50-50, but maybe like a 60-40 split the rest of the way, just to kind of give Arvid some rope because of the difficult situations that he's been in, but also to expand the body of work for a guy like Arvid Soderblom, to see maybe what the Blackhawks exactly have in him going into the summer. But man, if he was the goaltender that he was today, and even in the last game against Colorado, I think that would be an encouraging sign. So the real number one star, I guess, in this game was Nick Lardis, who by all accounts played, he should have been one of the three stars. He had a goal and two assists. His whole line as a whole with Frank Nazar and Tyler Bertuzzi was just awesome. Let's hear what Lardis had to say following this 4-3 victory over New York.
Seemed like a bit of a stressful third period. Maybe, yeah. How does it feel to come out with the win?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I think it's good for our group to learn how to kind of win in those situations. Obviously, they're in a tight race right now in their conference, and you know they came out really strong in the third period. Obviously pushed the pace really hard, so that was, it's great for our group to kind of, you know, grab those 2 points there, so it was awesome.
For you, Jeff had said that Sunday was your best game of the year, and it looked like you were even better tonight. Are you feeling it right now?
Yeah, I think it's just confidence and just taking advantage of my opportunity. You know, obviously it's pretty easy to play to my strengths when I'm playing with two unbelievable players, Frank and Bert. But yeah, just want to keep it going here. Like I said, take advantage of the opportunity and just do what I can to help the team win.
Whole line had each had a goal tonight. How good did you feel out there skating with Nazar and Bertuzzi?
Yeah, like I said, so easy out there. Like, Frankie just pushes the pace with his speed, and Bert, just the way he wins pucks on the walls, you know, in the middle of the ice, the way he kind of just wins battles and gives the puck to Frank and lets him do his thing, and I just try to find a quiet area just like in that goal. So yeah, it's easy, and it's been a lot of fun the past couple games.
What did you see in the shift with the Nazar's goal? Did someone tip it in, get it?
I don't even know, actually. I can't even remember if that was the one that was icing that fell way off. Yeah, I kind of stopped playing. I thought it'd be an icing, and then I think everyone kind of did, and then just tried to beat that D to the puck there behind the net. Got it and just heard Frankie yelling and kind of gave him a bad pass in the feet, but I mean, Frank's an unbelievable player and just finds a way to get down the back of the net, which is great.
A couple of plays in the third period where you're able to get the puck out or win it back. Is that something you feel like you've improved this year?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's important for just like for me to have, you know, trust in my coaches, for me to be out there in those situations, just making sure I'm winning those plays on the walls, making sure I'm getting the puck out, especially in games like that when the team's kind of dominating us there in the third period and we try to hold the lead. So, you know, it's good. I just want to keep that consistent in my game.
What do you think of Frondell in his debut?
Yeah, I mean, he was great. He's great. I mean, I think his shot is just unbelievable, the way he can pull it off in different situations. And obviously, you could think the game really well, too, even on that play. I thought he was going to take a while, but he saw Mickey going down the left side there and made a great play. So it's fun to watch him as an 18-year-old.
All right, that was Blackhawks forward Nick Lardis. The Hawks do now have some interesting lineup decisions to have now that Nick Lardis has kind of cemented himself in a second-line role with Frank Nazar and Tyler Bertuzzi, at least for the foreseeable future. Anton Frondell up on the top line with the Blackhawks, and Sacha Boisvert likely coming either on Thursday in Philadelphia or maybe on Friday in the next game, now that his visa has officially processed. The Hawks have some interesting lineup decisions, but it's a good problem to have because now they have some flexibility to kind of tinker with some of the lines, and Jeff Blashill didn't really have these options earlier in the season, so it'll be interesting to see how the lines shake out. But I thought now that Frondell, first line guy with Connor Bedard, and now Nick Lardis, the way that he's playing, who would have thought, second line guy at Nick Lardis, putting him into more offensive situations, top 6 minutes, obviously on the second power play, but just playing with players that kind of play with pace and just getting those consistent minutes. I think no surprise that Lardis is flourishing in these last couple games ever since he got put on that second line. Or actually, I should probably even say back to the Colorado game when he got put on that line in the second period of the Colorado Avalanche. So yeah, the last like eight or so periods, I think Nick Lardis has been really good for the Blackhawks. All right, we got more to get to here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, including the postgame press conference of Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill. That's coming up next right here on 720 WGN.
Back in the Islanders zone, Lardis looking away to Nazar. He shoots, he scores! Frank Nazar from the high slot area just one times this past Ilya Sorokin. It's 4-1 in favor of the Hawks with 13:58 left in period number two.
Back here on the Flight by Yingling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. That goal by Frank Nazar ended a mini three-game point skid for Nazar. It was also his 12th goal of the season, but it turns out that goal ended up being the game winner for the Blackhawks, which came all the way in the 6:02 mark of the second period. So Nazar picking up the overtime, or the picking up the game winner in this game. Again, his line was just excellent in this one. Time now for tonight's Ice Time, sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. It was Alex Vlasic that was the Ice Time leader for the Blackhawks in this one at 25 minutes and 20 seconds. Right behind him was Artem Leshinov at 23 minutes and 12 seconds. No other Blackhawk had more than 20. It was in the 20 range. So Leshinov and Vlasic were leaned upon heavily in this one. And then Anton Frondell in his NHL debut had 18 shifts for 15 minutes and 43 seconds of ice time. He had 229 of that came on the power play. So I thought, again, he thought he was solid. The power play didn't really get much going in this game for the Blackhawks. They actually I actually didn't really like it at all. The Hawks ended up moving Frondell to the right faceoff circle, and they kind of shifted Bedard back to the left faceoff circle. So it's going to be interesting to see how that dynamic works, because Frondell just has a lethal one-timing shot. But Frondell has as good of a wrist shot as he does a slap shot. So the Hawks can probably get away with having Frondell on the left faceoff circle and Bedard on the right. So they can tinker along go back and forth. We'll see what works. But Frondell at the World Juniors was lethal on that right faceoff circle. So no surprise they gave him a chance there. And then lastly, I got to shout out the ice time for Matthew Schaefer, number one overall pick, 18-year-old defenseman, logged 31 minutes and 59 seconds of ice time, which is a new career high. And he also had 17 shot attempts in this game. I mean, just a sensational player to watch. Easily the Calder Trophy favorite, and he is certainly going to end up on some Norris Trophy ballots this year for the NHL's top defenseman, because he is that good. And boy, they leaned. I don't think he left the ice in the third period. Like he might have been out there for 11 or 12 minutes in that third period. So just shouting out Matthew Schaefer is going to be a really, really special player to watch, and just as good of a kid too as well on the personal side. So going to be rooting for him for the rest of his NHL career. All right, Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill spoke to the media just a little bit ago. Let's hear what he had to say following his team's performance in this one.
Well, certainly a nerve-wracking third period, but for them to come out with a win out of that, what were your thoughts?
I thought early in the game they came out with tons of jump. Then I thought we actually played really, really well for about 10-30 minutes or so. The third we were fine, and then we did a couple things to allow more momentum from them, and then it just built and built, and then it builds, and then they score, and then momentum continues to go the other way. So that's just a thing, which is great. You know, you want to learn lessons and grow, and you'd rather do it with a win. And so we got a chance tomorrow to meet and kind of go through some things that, you know, where we could have done a better job in the third. We were kind of shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, which allowed the momentum, but we do that with 2 points under our belt, which is a great thing.
Or those things that you'll work on?
I'll let you know. We'll keep that internal.
See some chemistry growing with that second line?
You know what? Yes, actually, they've played real well together for two games. I think they've been really, really good, consistently kind of created chances. It's kind of a good combo, so I'm real happy with the way they've played it. I think... that Lard's game the other night was his best game, and this one might have been better, so good for him.
What did you think of Frondell tonight?
I thought Anton played well, actually. He's got really good pro habits. Like, he stops on pucks. He doesn't wave off people. He's hard on the puck, wins puck battles down low. Did a real good job. Like, the assist, a lot of young players might have just forced that puck to Bedzie because, he was kind of cutting through the middle and he didn't, which I think is a good thing not to defer and just to make the right play, which is what he did. He let a couple of good shots go. He's a really good player.
You can notice on him when he's fairly, tracking back, that even just that he's trying to pick up on, I think there was an opportunity they had and there's a pass toward the net on the rush and he saw it there. I guess some of those habits, is that, do you find that rare in 18-year-old?
Yes, and one of the things that I've been impressed with watching him on tape and in the Swedish league, and I would say that Swedes are coached well this way. Like, he doesn't cheat for offense, and he's played pro hockey. So really, for 2 years, he's played pro hockey. So sometimes when guys come for junior college, they never have to defend because they have the puck the whole night, and it's not a knock on anything. It's just reality. For him, he's had to defend. He's had to be a fourth liner. He's had to do those kind of things. And so I think it helps him grow. And I think learning how to produce offense while playing a two-way game is the biggest thing to becoming a winning hockey team. He already kind of does that. You know what I mean? So real good pro habits. That's going to allow him to have success for sure right away.
What do you think of Soderblom?
Oh, Soderblom played great, obviously. Especially late in the game. They obviously had tons of shots. I thought we did a decent job of contesting a good number of them, but they also had a good number of chances, and he did an excellent job.
Oh, boy, he was excellent. That was Blackhawks head coach Jeff Blashill. I like what he said there about Anton Frondell and the good pro habits that he has. And I think it was a really wise decision for Anton Frondell to decide to go back to Sweden to play in the Swedish Hockey League, because I feel like if he would have taken the step from the junior team in Sweden to the NHL right away, he wouldn't have had that valuable experience of, one, playing in the World Juniors, but two, just getting that confidence from playing with men and against men and learning from a guy like Marcus Kruger, former Blackhawks Stanley Cup champion, who is a member of the Swedish hockey team that Frändell was playing for. And I just think it was such a valuable experience for him. And I think maybe that's why, or maybe partly why Frändell has some really good pro habits, is because he learned from a lot of those guys in the Swedish Hockey League this year. So certainly that looked like it was on display here tonight in his NHL debut. We got one more break to get to, and then we're going to wrap up the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show after this on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Hawks kick off a four-game road trip by barely hanging on to beat the New York Islanders 4-3. Great way to start the road trip and for Anton Frandell's NHL debut. Speaking of Frandell, let's go to a Blackhawks prospect update. Let's check in on our next generation of players, sponsored by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. I don't think we're going to be doing a Frandell update in this one anymore. And let's go over to the OHL, though. The regular season is officially over in the OHL. Merrick Van Acker, the Blackhawks' 27th overall pick in 2024, finished the league with 47 goals, which led all OHL skaters. Jack Pridham, who was the third rounder for the Blackhawks in that same draft class in 2024, ranked second, just behind him, with 46 goals. So the Hawks prospects finished 1-2 in the goals race in the OHL this season. Van Acker had 82 points in 60 games this year. Pridham had 90 points in 65 games this year. It's the second straight season that a Blackhawks prospect led the OHL in goals. Van Acker this year, Nick Lardis last year at 71. Time now for tonight's next game preview, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. Hawks are back in action in Philadelphia on Thursday. Another 6 o'clock start, 5:30 pregame show. The Flyers hosted the Columbus Blue Jackets earlier tonight. The Blue Jackets won 3-2, but prior to tonight, the Flyers had been 5-0-1 in their last six games, and they were 9-2-1 in their last 12, with a 2.25 goals against average over that stretch. So Philadelphia has really tightened things up defensively over the last dozen or so games. The one storyline that we're going to be following going into Thursday's contest on Chicago's end is whether or not Sacha Boisvert makes his NHL debut. The interesting part about that kind of lineup decision now is the Hawks are coming off a win. Do they want to tinker with the lineup, or do they want to kind of get Boisvert in right away? If I were me, I'd probably not touch the top nine right now. I'd probably put Boisvert in as the fourth line center and see how he does. I think the Hawks probably want to see him sooner than later. And the poor kid's been waiting around for a week. So let's see if maybe he makes his NHL debut on Thursday. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Sitco. Score savings on every fill-up with Club Sitco. Download the app now to start saving. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, and Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. That'll do it for our broadcast tonight. Big thanks to our production crew of Jack Heinrich and Alan Poppy. They were led by our engineer, the captain, Krista Flores. For John Weideman and Steve Conroy, who brought you the call, I'm Charlie Urmeliotis, signing off after a 4-3 win over the New York Islanders. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.